are the God of yesterday. You are the God of today. You are the God of tomorrow. He is the unchangeable God. The unchangeable God. The God who never changes. The God who never changes. That is the God, my brother. The God who never changes. That is the God, my brothers and sisters, we serve. The song says, "Now you, O God," meaning in Creole, Sierra Leonean Creole, "Now you, O God," it means it's you, God. It means without you, nothing can be done. Without you, there'll be no result in my life. Without you, there'll be no reward in my life. Without you, there'll be no change in my life. Without you, I cannot pray. Without you, I cannot study or read the word. Without you, I cannot live a righteous life. Without you, I cannot evangelize. Without you, I cannot be there for my family. Without you, I cannot succeed in school. I cannot succeed in business. Without you, Jesus, I am nothing. The song says, "Now you, O God," meaning it is you, God. It is you that I rely on. It is you that I look onto. It is you that I trust. You are the source of what I can do. You are the source of what I can become. You are the source of what I have. You are the source of what I can give. Now you, O God, it is you, meaning that all glory belongs to you. All honor belongs to you. All power belongs to you. All majesty belongs to you. All splendor belongs to you. All credit belongs to you. You are the reason why I am alive. You are the reason why I can walk. You are the reason why I can see. You are the reason why I can breathe. You are the reason why I have a sound mind. You are the reason why I can move. You are the reason why I can do what you want me to do. You are the reason why I can fulfill my destiny. You are the reason why I can pursue you. You are the reason why I can love you. You are the reason why I can be obedient to you. You are the reason why I can be nice and kind to people. Now you, O God, it is you, God. It is not me. It is not in my own power. It is not in my own making. It is not because of who I know. It is not because of what I know. It is not because of my networks. It is not because of my financial status. It is not because of my philosophy, my intelligence. It is not because of my giftings, my potentials. It is not because of my connections. It is not because, oh, I can pray, I know the word. It is not because of my willpower. But by your spirit, says the Lord. Now you, O God, I am what I am because of you. Even to be able to pray is as a result of your grace. I live under your grace. I live under your mercy each and every day. It is because of you. Now you, O God. And the song also says that yesterday na you, today self na you, tomorrow na you. Meaning that yesterday, in the past, it was you. Today, the present, it is you. The future, it's also you. It was you, God, in my life in the past. It is you, God, in my life in the present. It is you, God, in my life in the future. Child of God, this is not just a song that we sing and we don't know the meaning of what we sing. You know, we don't know the lyrics. We don't know the content of the song that you and I will sing in church. One thing that I've learned is that you want to be intentional about your prayer. You want to be intentional about your worship. You don't want to just sing a song because it's popular. You don't want to just sing a song because you know it, you're used to it. Sing a song of worship, of praise to God, because you know the meaning of what you are singing. You don't want to just quote a verse in your head because you know so many scriptures. You want to quote a verse in your head because it is meaningful to you. It is relevant at that moment, and you are intentional about what you are quoting. You don't want to pray because you're used to it, it's a ritual, and then you just utter all sorts of words. You want to pray with intention. You want to pray with meaning. You want to do these things knowing that, God, what I'm doing is of great value. I know what I am doing. I understand what I'm doing. What I am doing, it is in line with your will, your word, your ways, your works in my life. That is why I am doing. I am not singing just for the sake of singing. I am not praying just for the sake of praying. I am not reading the Bible just for the sake of reading. I am doing all these things because I am intentional about it. I am doing all these things because I value them. I value praying to you. It's a form of communication, and I need to communicate with you, because when I communicate with you, you also communicate with me. When I commune with you, I spend time in your presence to develop myself. When I read your word, when I study your word, it's an opportunity for my life to grow. It's an opportunity for me to know you better. When I worship you, when I praise you, it is an opportunity for me to acknowledge you. It is an opportunity for me to ascribe all your marvelous deeds in my life. What you give meaning to, child of God, you will constantly do. What you don't give meaning to, you will not value. What you don't give meaning to, you will not have time for it. What you don't give meaning to, you will not invest in. What you don't give meaning to, you will not exert your energy on. What you don't give meaning to, you will not put effort in it. What you don't give meaning to, you will not go the extra mile. That is why pray that, God, that give me meaning, give me value. Let me value prayer. Let me value studying your word. Let me value you, God, as a person. I don't want to just know you because that's the new trend. That's what's popping in our culture. I don't want to just know you because it's a religious thing to do. I want to know you because I value you. I want to serve you because I value you. I know your worth. I know your essence. I know your significance. I know what you are capable of doing. That is why, God, I am pursuing you, because your word says you have to, the only way you can please God, you have to believe that he exists. You have to believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Believe in me, child of God. In order for you to diligently seek the Lord, you have to be intentional about your pursuit of God. You have to be determined about your pursuit of God. You have to be intentional about your pursuit of God. You have to be focused about your pursuit of God. You have to have a aim about your pursuit of God. You have to have an objective about your pursuit of God. You have to have a goal about your pursuit of God. You have to give your all in all about your pursuit of God. You have to be willing to invest about your pursuit of God. God is not going to come cheap. God is expensive. God is costly. No money can buy God. You cannot buy God just by giving God 1 minute of your time. You cannot buy God just by giving God less of your effort. You cannot buy God just by giving God less of your attention. God demands your all in all. The Bible says that you and I, we should love God with all, not with half of our hearts. not with half of our mind, not with half of our strength, not with half of our will, not with half of our heart, not with half of our soul, but all of our soul, all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength. That is what God demands. God demands that we go full in. God demands that we go all the way. God demands that we go higher. God demands that we go deeper. God demands that we go wider. God demands that we go long with Him. He wants us to go deeper. He wants us to go higher. He wants us to give our all in all. He wants us to invest. He wants us to, in all we are getting, we should pursue Him. In all we are getting, we should seek Him first, His kingdom and His righteousness. We don't want to pay the price of knowing God. Knowing God demands you study God. Knowing God demands you study His word. Knowing God demands you spend time in His presence. You spend time in prayer. Knowing God also demands that you obey His word, you obey His ways, you follow Him. Knowing God, that is what it takes to know God. When you spend time to study the word, you will know God. When you spend time to pray and commune with God, you will know God. When you spend time to worship and praise God, you will know God. When you spend time to obey the word of God and follow the ways of God, you will know God. Believe me, child of God, these are all ways you can know God deeper, deeper. The more time you invest, the more you give your all in all, the higher you will know God, the more you will know God, the degree, the level of your knowledge of God it becomes. It's all about you making that investment on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. That because that's what faithfulness is. Faithfulness is not just a one-time thing. Faithfulness is a daily practice. Faithfulness prolongs. Faithfulness is consistency. Faithfulness is persistency in what you're doing. So, child of God, the song says, yesterday and you, God, you are the same God who has been there for me in the past. You are the same God who was there for me today. You are the same God who will be there for me tomorrow. God does not change. God does not change. You and I, we can change. We can change. God does not need to change because God is perfect. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not need to change because God is a God of integrity. God is stable. God is strong. God is settled. But you and I, we need to change. When God promises you something, He does it. When God wants to do something in your life, He will do it. Child of God, I want to encourage you just by this song. And let this song remind you that God is the God of your life. Is the God of your life in the past. Is the God of your life in the present. He is also will be the God of your life in the future. He doesn't change, and God will not give up on you. The same God that was with you in the past, the same God will be with you in the present. Now, the same God will also be with you in the future. The God who did it for you in the past in your life, He will do it for you now in the present. He will do it for you in the future. He will do it for you tomorrow. Because God is faithful. His power cannot be diminished. His love cannot be diminished for you. His grace cannot be diminished for you. His mercy cannot be diminished for you. It is constant. It is always, always, always flourishing. Grace upon grace. Grace for grace. Mercy upon mercy. His mercies are new every morning. Reflect upon this, child of God, that you and I, we serve the same God of yesterday, the same God of today, the same God of tomorrow. If you know this revelation that our God does not change, He will fight your battle because He fought your battle in the past. He is fighting your battles now, and He will fight your battles in the future. What God has promised you in the past, He is working on it in the present, and He will also work on it in the future. I want to leave you with this verse in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18. It says, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Child of God, I want to remind you. I want to make you to recall. I want you to know this truth, because I believe that when the truth is spoken, the truth will set you free. According to the word of God, not according to my word, according to the word of God, surely there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. And the reason is because God is the same yesterday, in the past of your life. God is the same yesterday, in the past of your life. God is the same now, in the present of your life. And God will be the same tomorrow, in the future of your life. So whatever God has prepared for you, whatever God has promised you, whatever God has planned for you, whatever God has proposed for you in the past, He is working on it now, and He will continue to work on it in the future. Just be hopeful and continue to walk by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.